Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute Text, number 9. Punyo gandham prativyam cha. Tejas chasmi vibhavaso. Jivanam sarabhuteshu. Tapas chasmi tapas vishu. Punya. Original. Ganda. Fragrance. Prithivyam. And the earth. Cha. Also. Teja. Heat. Cha. Also. Asmi. I am. Vibhavaso. And the fire. Jivanam. Life. Sarva, in all, Bhuteshu, living entities, Tapa, penance, Cha, also, Asmi, I am, Tapasvishu, and those who practice penance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and the fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penance of all ascetics. Purport. Punya means that which is not decomposed. Punya is original. Everything in the material world has a certain flavor or fragrance. As the flavor and fragrance of a flower, or in the earth, in water, in fire, in air, etc. The uncontaminated flavor, the original flavor, which permeates everything, is Krishna. Similarly, everything has a particular taste, and this taste can be changed by the mixture of chemicals. So everything original has some smell, some fragrance, and some taste. Vibhavasu means fire. Without fire, we cannot run factories, we cannot cook, etc. And that fire is Krishna. The heat in the fire is Krishna. According to Vedic medicine, indigestion is due to a low temperature in the belly. So even for digestion, fire is needed. In Krishna consciousness, we become aware that earth, water, fire, air, and every active principle, all chemicals and all material elements are due to Krishna. The duration of man's life is also due to Krishna. Therefore, by the grace of Krishna, man can prolong his life or diminish it. So Krishna consciousness is active in every sphere. To hear about that Krishna is these different things. Punyo gandham prativyam cha. That Krishna is the original fragrance in the earth. Tejas chasmi vibhavaso. He is the heat and the fire. Jivanam sarabhuteshu. He's the life in all that lives. Tapas chasmi tapasvishu. And he's the penance of all ascetics. So Krishna is everything. But as I said yesterday, it's good that we hear how he's specific things also. To say he's everything means that we won't perceive him in anything. But when we understand that Krishna is everything, but he's also very specific things. Just like we're sitting on the floor, but actually we're sitting on Krishna's energy. We're sitting on a chair, but that's also Krishna's energy. So there's a different experience sitting on Krishna's energy than sitting on a chair. Of course, maybe you're sitting on a chair, but everyone else is sitting on a Krishna's energy. You just embrace Krishna's wall, a pillar. Maybe he'll pop out of it. In other words, we're trying to become conscious of Krishna, and that's a gradual process, but part of the gradual process is to look around and see Krishna. That's why we have Krishna appears as the deities. He also appears in the paintings. So we may think we're looking at a painting and it's nice seeing a picture of Krishna. And Krishna in the painting is looking at us and thinking, when will he ever wake up? He's been asleep for so long, he's still asleep. But these, probably used to say, are windows to the spiritual world. Now, we're also in the spiritual world, but we think we're someplace else. That's the problem. This material world is also part of the spiritual world. No one can escape from the spiritual world because there's nothing but the spiritual world. But in a city, there is a part where people are going to the school, and there's a part where they go to the prison. So this is the spiritual world's prison. But it still is made out of the spiritual energy, and the only real prison is our consciousness. The fact that we causelessly won't accept it as Krishna's energy, and we don't utilize it for Krishna's service, and therefore to us it appears, it's manifested as the material world. But as much as we utilize Krishna's energies in his service, then we'll begin to see this as being part of the spiritual world, not as the material world. Therefore, throughout Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is talking about a change from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. Gata sangasya muktasya jnanavasti chetasaha ejacharata karma samagram pavilyate. The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. So it's a change of consciousness. Brahmarpanam brahma haivira Brahmagno Brahmahutam, Brahmaiva Taina Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. A person is sure to reach the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute to the things that are offered of the same spiritual nature. So in Prabhupada's purport, he points out that everything is actually a transformation of Brahman. Brahman is spiritual, Krishna's effulgence is his spiritual energy. But when Brahman is covered by the desire for sense gratification, then it appears to us to be material. Because of our attachment for the desire for sense gratification, it appears that this spiritual energy is material. But when that same material energy is utilized in Krishna's service, just like Prabhupada gives the example, that if you have a disease called jaundice from the overindulgence of milk product, then milk products, there's a certain type of milk product that can actually cure the overindulgence in milk products. So similarly, by performing our activities in devotional service, it cures the reaction for our previous activities in material existence. And in such a state of higher consciousness, then one will see everything, the offering, the contributor, the contribution, fire sacrifice, everything becomes spiritual. And then we're in the spiritual world again, rather than the material world. So similarly, Krishna is pointing out the fragrance in the earth is Krishna, life is Krishna, the punya ganda prativa, the fire, the heat and the fire is Krishna. It's all Krishna. And if we feel these things and remember Krishna, then our life will become perfect. But even better than that, in order to do that, we have to utilize these things in Krishna's service, consciously utilize them to please Krishna, and then automatically Krishna will help us remember him. As much as we utilize whatever we have, whatever is within our influence in Krishna's service, then we'll remember Krishna, and that's the perfection of our life. Then we'll develop, as we become more actually conscious of Krishna, then we'll develop spontaneous love for Krishna, which is the ultimate goal for a Krishna conscious devotee, to reawaken a spontaneous attraction and love for Krishna, which is natural. So I'll stop there. Any questions, comments? We don't have our questionnaires here. Oh, he's here. It looks like he has to think hard, though. Yes.
That statement that the soul is 1,000 or 10,000.
1/10,000 is a slight difference.
Is that some material example so that we can
you take a tip of hair, you know, a hair? You take one of the hairs from your head and you divide up 100 times. And you take that 1/100th part and you cut it into another 100 times. That 1/10,000th is the size of the soul.
But is it symbolic or is it...
Can you see?
Is it some material example? Or
no, it's real.
Does that mean a soul when it shrink, or then what about spiritual bodies? Is that meant with spiritual bodies?
We have a little tiny spiritual body.
So that's soul when it's manifested, it's like that small.
No, when this body expands, obviously. Spiritual bodies can, they're not, we have a material conception of a spiritual body. A spiritual body can be any size. But generally it's, in Goloka Vrindavan, there are human-like sizes, however big that may be. It's a big planet, so plenty of room. But everyone appears to be just like here, and that everyone has the same kind of size, whatever it may be. And even here, when Narayana Muni comes, he's always the right size. If he's in the heavenly planets, he's the right size, and they're bigger there. And when he comes here, he's the right size. So the spiritual body can always be the right size. Anyhow, we should all get one and find out, test it out. Go for a ride. See if we like it. Anything else? Well, we don't have our professional questionnaire here, then everyone gets inspired. Okay.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Haraj. I have a question about the last sentence in the purport, when Srila Prabhupada said that it can be...
expanded the lifetime.
No, to all spheres of life, if I understand, the Krishna consciousness can be expanded.
It can be applied to all.
But now we see the tendency that it's not able to apply or...
can't we apply?
How can we understand this sentence? I mean, like in the politics, if we will now try to...
We don't start necessarily try to apply everything. We have to apply what's within our influence. Can't apply everything.
But there is possibility, so we...
Yudhisthira Maharaj was able to apply politics, Krishna service, Pariksha Maharaj.
But isn't like Kali Yuga a little bit like excuse that we cannot...
You can take any excuse in any age, be a Maya. We're just supposed to do whatever we can do. But it probably says that Krishna consciousness is active in every sphere. So, okay, thank you very much. Grandaraj, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai.